Blog Talk Radio.
Apocalypse Nena Show.
Oh, all right, we're here. We're back. I know it seems like it's been months, possibly even weeks. It has been weeks.
Just two.
Just the insanity from the wedding and everything. Yeah, I just need a breather, even though this is always a fun thing to do.
And what a fun wedding it was.
It was. Yeah. Rob, you were an awesome date. I know I'm not a very good date.
No, actually, I must admit, you are a difficult date. You really are. Following you around, it was like I was on having an all-day workout.
Well, we were kind of, Jackie and I were kind of passing you back and forth as dates.
Yeah.
You sat with me, and then you'd walk around with her. And then at one point, you had matching shirts.
Yeah, did we? Yeah.
We did have matching shirts.
That was the end. No, yeah. That was before the end.
That was outfit number two for Jackie, matched Rob's shirt.
The thing is,
I didn't know there was going to be a costume change.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Rob was like a mom. He's following me around. Oh, wait. Let me rewind. Good evening and welcome to the Apocalypse Meta Show. I am your host, Jacqueline Druga. With me tonight in the studio is R.W. Klinger.
Hello, my little dumplings.
Caitlin Rushi, Collective Kate.
Hola, amigos.
And my grandson is here somewhere who was supposed to say hello, but he never joined us at the table.
Hello.
I'm
yep. Say hello.
No, very politely.
Hello.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Arnold?
Yes?
What do you think of alien abductions?
It's kind of terrible.
Okay.
Sometimes if you have a family, the kids and the wife, you might get taken away and then be killed by aliens and they take you. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. All right. You can go back to playing and then I'll call you when we get into the serious thing.
Thanks, Slither.
Okay.
You know, he just hasn't quite been the same since he got into politics.
I know. So. I don't know what it is about the Aldi's pizza crust on specialty pizza. It gets really gluten-free.
That's why you throw it away.
Hmm. You know, Terry will, like, eat a half one of these pizzas and eat the next one for breakfast.
Oh, she'll eat the whole thing. I've seen her eat. I love Terry. But you know what I love most about Terry? Hmm. I can assault her right to her face, and she loves me.
The thing is, then explain to me how. With as much food and carbs and fats and sweets that she consumes, how is she losing the weight?
Got to be metabolism.
Yeah.
She's 51 years old. You don't have metabolism at 51 years old.
Got to be.
Her metabolism changed.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be.
Okay. Because she just eats, you know, unless she's taking some sort of those. Like
my she next eats
neighbor,
a lot.
My next door neighbor is taking this drug she saw on Dr. Oz.
Yeah, like
which is
called?
Like a speed. I don't know if some sort of green pill. It's like a speed. That is that makes your metabolism burn things up. Unless mm-hmm. Terry's always been a big girl her whole life. So I doubt very much that her metabolism would slow as she goes to menopause. It's either going to be she's taking something or she's sick. You know, so I'm going to say she's taking.
She has the best personality ever, though. I had a blast with her at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you didn't have a blast with me.
No.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jackie, you did spend most of the reception chasing down cupcakes.
Oh, my God.
Jackie,
oh, my God. All right, let me put this
you know what? Collective Kate is so honest. She's telling the truth.
You know, here's the thing. At Drew's wedding, my son, Drew, and his beautiful wife decided to go with cupcakes instead of a wedding cake. And they had gotten this flower thing display set up where it set the cupcakes up like a big flower. Mm-hmm. People were taking the cupcakes beforehand, and you could tell that they didn't know that that was the cupcake, that was the wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
So no one, knowing that this was something that happened with Drew, ordered the tier, which was the wedding cake on top, and then it tiered out with the different cupcakes to make it look an illusion.
Stunning.
Of a wedding cake.
Beautiful.
The people that took the cupcakes were at Drew's wedding and were told and knew that the cupcakes. This is what pissed me off, that people just... At what point, you know, it was so funny because I ran into...
It was shaped like a wedding cake.
Yes, and people were taking the cupcake.
Are you a complete idiot?
And it was so funny. I know he handled it really calm, but when I talked to him, like, afterwards, like, the other day, he's like, I mean, really, Mom, it was shaped like a wedding cake. I mean...
It was.
What made them think it wasn't the wedding cake? People were taking them. And I freaked out. Yes, I freaked out.
Actually, they were awesome. I don't know where those came from, but they were very good.
Yeah, they were good.
Chasing me around with a bottle of water. I will go on record to say, there's several generations of men. Like my father's generation, your father's generation, they dance so well. They have that swing down and the jitterbug.
Swagger.
Our generation, our males got skipped. They have no dancing ability, present company included. And then you go to the next generation, which is my boys, who could dance like there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob, you do not, you have rhythm. You just have no moves.
No.
Did you
I cannot. I did, and I did not have a single alcoholic beverage.
No, one.
But the reason I dance was because I'm a good date.
You are?
He is a good date. He followed me around.
Actually, you know what? You are a great date because I've dated you many, many, many times, numerous. This just didn't benefit me, this one, because you were the M-O-G, mother of the groom.
Could you imagine if I brought, like, a date like that was, like, somebody I was trying to impress? It would not work out.
It wouldn't have worked out at all because I couldn't find you half the day.
Yes.
But you know what? I talked to a lot of people. I was like a little flutter
box. You were like the F-O-G.
I was. What?
Father,
did you call me? Oh, my God.
Father of the groom.
Oh, okay.
You were the purple fog.
Oh, my God. That was a typo in my mind.
Yeah. You can just see it. It comes out as a long word. Yes. My love.
Oh, hello.
I'm a very good dancer.
You are.
You are a good dancer.
You were fun at the wedding?
Yep.
No. Well, tell everybody what the one problem you had was at the wedding.
I had the blister.
That's right. It was like painful. Poor little guy. No, we don't need to see it.
Yeah,
going.
But remember we went up that secret stairwell and we were in the cage area.
And you got
upstairs,
yelled at.
And we got yelled at. Come on, that was cool. Give me a high five on that. That was awesome fun.
So
I'll be right back.
Yeah, 46 years old, I'm getting yelled at. You're not allowed to go up there!
Who yelled at you? That's right.
I don't even know.
I think it was
I didn't even care. Everybody was drunk except for me.
Caitlin was sober, so she had to drive drunk.
Caitlin, how many drinks did you have, princess? You can handle your alcohol
like,
well.
Yeah, I think I had two, and then like I had the shot, the Jackie, the what was that stuff?
Tequila. You downed it before I could show you the trick.
Okay. Yeah, I needed to get into dance mode, which is really not easy for me.
Oh, come on.
I drank it, and at first it seemed okay, and then you got the aftertaste.
And then there was the saliva glands just starting to swell on you.
I had like this, you know what a spider looks like when you spray it, and then it just kind of curls up as it's dying, and it's like twitching around. That was my reaction to drinking this.
What?
Like,
this
what a great description.
And I didn't get a chance to explain to her how to fake out a shot when a group of people are doing a shot. There's a way to fake it out. I had to learn it as a DJ, okay, because people were always buying me shots. And because I wanted the bar to make the money, I would do fake out shots. So, you know, there's just a way to do it, and because people are so busy doing their shots. You know what I mean?
Kate, you were fun. I must admit, you were a blast.
It was so much fun, wasn't she?
It was actually one of the best weddings and receptions I've ever been to. I mean,
it was a lot of fun.
It's definitely top five for me. Mm-hmm. I must admit, the only thing, it was a little throwback, but it was okay.
Yes.
It was just so damn hot. It had to be, what was it, 90?
It was 90, and it was only supposed to be like in the 80s, supposed to be overcast, but it was 90 and it was sunny, and Rob followed me everywhere with a bottle of water.
Bottle of water. You need your water. You're going to pass out. You need your water.
And you know what? I consumed a lot of water that night because of Rob, and I thank you for saving my life from heat stroke and dehydration.
Yeah,
because,
you know, I think I'm surprised people didn't have heat stroke. It was that hot.
Well, you know how many waters we went through?
A lot.
Amazing.
I mean, cases. It was cases. There were like 4 or 5 cases back there, weren't there?
I know. I have bought, between me and my brother, 300 and some bottles, and Rob
I believe
had bought
it. Yeah.
A couple hundred. So yeah. It was everybody. Oh, my gosh. I was the only one person got really, 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 really drunk. And one, that was it. Remember, she passed out on the ground outside.
You know, she was throwing up.
No, I
she was in sad shit. How the hell did you miss her throwing up? It was
she
gross.
Was it was during cleanup time.
She threw up twice. Oh, you were helping. That's right. I didn't help.
Yeah, you were helping clean up.
Yeah. You were saying I was exhausted. I just couldn't. That was the first time I never helped you.
I think if anyone of my kids get married again, okay, or get married.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Not well. I mean, like, one of my girls get married.
Right.
If I approve of the marriage. I would, like, you know, I put the food out at Noah's wedding again?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you did.
I put the food out, and that made a big difference. People loved it. They all came and ate.
Twice.
What I want to do, Rob, is I want to call McDonald's, and I want to tell them that we're going to be down at, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock for 100 hamburgers. And bring 100 hamburgers back up to reception.
That's actually an awesome idea.
You know what I
mean?
It
really is a great idea.
And,
yeah.
And just, like, snack out. I just think it'd be a great idea.
Which is really good because I think the food absorbs some of the alcohol people were eating. Because you guys blew through a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, and I wanted to be a little tipsy and relaxed, but it was just too much going on, you know, just way too much going on at the wedding. So.
Oh, wait. Harold says that. Fixer says, thanks. It takes me to the site but won't let me listen. Oh, man. Oh, he wants to listen on his Kindle.
Oh, on his Kindle. You can't listen on a Kindle. Right?
Oh, sorry about
telephone,
that, guy.
On a telephone, you can. Just put on speakerphone and let it sit
Oh,
there.
Harold gave him a telephone number, so
okay.
It's good. Thanks, Harold.
Thanks,
shout
Harold.
Out to
Thank
you, buddy.
You. All right, let's talk aliens.
Oh, my God. I love to talk about aliens. I can't get enough of aliens. Damn it. Where's my phone? I've got to take a picture of you eating your bologna sandwich. That is disgusting.
You're eating bologna. Did you eat one?
Actually, I'm saying eat your debris on your plate.
What?
Like you eat like a squirrel.
You know, my grandson eats the same way instead of them.
Are you serious, really? Anyways, I don't know who made the bologna fried sandwiches. It's very Pittsburgh, I know that, but it was
Veronica.
Absolutely so delicious.
Here's what we're
very
supposed
good.
To do. I forgot to buy regular bread because we had Italian bread.
Right.
And what I wanted to do was I wanted to get bologna and cheese and cut in little triangles and put them out like cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
But she went one step further and made work by bologna.
Well, those are awesome. And you know what? I honestly think that shows you right there that bologna fried is underrated because it's really good.
Because I got my brother for Christmas off Amazon. It's an amazing thing. It is this, it's about the size of a small microwave, but it's a coffee pot, a toaster oven on top of the toaster oven is a hot plate.
This is Johnny.
No, Ron, for his office.
Oh, Ron.
He sends me a picture 2 days ago. Look, I'm making a fried bologna sandwich on the grill, on the thing. He loves it. Rob, it's no bigger than this. It looks like an easy bake oven, but it's not. It's a coffee pot, it's a grill, and it's a little oven.
Sounds awesome. Aren't you a sweetheart, you sister, you? You're going to get one?
I'm going to get one.
For your office, your writing office?
Yeah, for 48 hours, so we have 48 hours. It'll be
cute little thing. How awesome would that be?
48 hours in here now, so that's always a good thing. We ready for 48-hour film festival?
Are you kidding? I'm looking so forward to it.
I am too.
We've got Kate and her birthday. Did your birthday fall in there?
2 days afterwards.
It's going to be the Monday, the day after, because of the leap year. Without that, it would have been the Sunday of.
Can Jackie and I take you out?
Okay, it was on Saturday. It was on the actual filming day last year.
Yeah,
it was. Oh my God.
Yeah, well, thank God that was the year we made. And flow
that
ended up being one of my better birthdays.
Was that a good cake we bought you?
Oh, that was great.
It was chocolate, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome.
I think it was like we had so much fun making that flow.
No. We had so much fun making it.
I just wish Drew Drew wasn't so serious. He was, like, so serious.
So he wanted to have a bigger part, because I think after Beginnings, he was just sick of being behind the camera all
yeah.
the time.
He just was, but he ended up getting a lot of laughs.
Oh, yeah.
He ended up getting a lot of laughs.
He was the nerdy boyfriend who runs away, and I think we inadvertently sped up the footage as he runs away, because there was a rendering issue, but it looks funnier.
Oh, I didn't even know you guys did that.
Yeah, we let it go. Cause it
oh, I had
up.
No idea.
We sped it up just a second. Because the reason it sped it up was because when we put it on the thing, it was like rendering timeline, and we were trying to lighten it a little because there was a lot of backlight, a lot of light behind us. I was trying to lessen the backlight on him so he wouldn't look like a shadow. Mm-hmm. And that worked, but only when we sped him up. So it looked like he ran super freaking fast. Okay? So anyhow, Kate, did you work on iMovie?
I haven't yet. I haven't had the chance.
All right, you got 4 weeks to perfect that.
Yeah, are you gonna need that hard drive for 48 hours?
No, I got no.
Okay.
Yeah, I got no. We don't ever use the hard drive for 48 hours anyhow. We just go ahead and use the disks.
Yeah.
What you'll have to do, I just want you to be able to be on it. That way we can use it over here, because I think that your Apple will render that and make that a lot faster than we'll do it. You know, I'll work on it too. You know what? I have iMovie. I'll work on it too.
Okay.
Not on there. I have it on my laptop. My iPad.
Yeah,
Pro, yeah.
PC. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's up to you what you want to do. What
I mean,
do
I
can't wait. I'm
do
jonesing. I love to make movies with you too and your family, Jackie. It is the funnest thing to do. It's a lot of work. It's exhausting, but it is truly so much fun. If anybody wants to have fun, contact Jackie and make a movie with her on a weekend.
Call Jackie for a good time.
You know what,
call Jackie for a good time, baby. She's easy and she puts out great movies.
Speaking of a good time.
Oh, yeah. An alien abduction?
Yeah, we'll get back to that one second. Well,
we're still within like the first 15
minutes. Yeah, it's only 9:17. We're good.
Oh, okay, so we're
good. Yeah, we're good.
So I DJed on Saturday Night at the Grove, and Caitlin was being my good assistant.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was something online about it, wasn't it?
No, that was the
last
time.
Or did you tell me?
No, I probably told you.
Oh, okay.
So, we're on air. And it went a lot better.
It did.
Than it did. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people that actually liked us. And then there are people that don't. And so, I go outside to, you know, and have a couple of cigarettes. And this lady starts talking to me. It's about her husband's birthday. Da, 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 da. And she's like, oh, they're playing line dances again. I'm like, well, the guy plays, you know, Tim plays them every single week here. And she's like, ah. I really don't like that female DJ tonight.
Oh! Okay, one thing you don't say.
Really? I don't like her at all. Because it's me. And she goes, oh. So that tells you how much she was actually paying attention to me.
Yeah,
one,
that's true.
How do you say I don't like somebody but stand there and look at them? Second of all, I'm wearing a dad bod t-shirt. It says really big dad bod on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not another woman in that room, I'm going to say, on the face of the earth wearing a dad bod t-shirt. Okay. And I'm talking. You're making me lose my train of thought, baby. Wait a second. So the black lights are making the white letters on the dad bod glow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm in the DJ room. Clear as a bell. My blonde hair glowing. The dad bod shirt glowing. Mm-hmm. I don't like that DJ. How do you not know it was me, you dumb bitch?
I guess you look taller in the booth.
Oh my god, that's the second time I heard that phrase in an hour.
And she's like, her, you know, it just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. Anyhow, that was the one thing.
So you dedicated the song to her and said, "This is for the lady out there who doesn't love me."
No, I should have done that.
Yeah, you should have.
And then there was that nice lady who actually gave us smiley cookies at the end of the night.
Oh, you got smiley cookies as a tip.
Black and gold.
Black and gold, black and gold.
Let's see how the penguins are doing.
Oh, yeah.
8 o'clock, yeah. Let's see. Somebody. We have to since we're
little,
trying to win the Stanley Cup.
8 that I left the house, and all they were showing on TV was the crowd.
Wow. There's a lot of people downtown. Did you see that?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, are the penguins going to win or lose tonight, Rob?
They're going to win, and here's the reason why. 60% of people who play this game and end up winning 3 games in a row, okay, land with the Stanley Cup. So, yeah, the odds are for them.
I'll say lose just because I don't want Pittsburgh to have to deal with all those riots tonight.
I think they're going to riot anyway.
I'm going to say lose.
Damn, you too. Do you know how much money we can make off of this?
Yeah, lose. And right now, at the end of the first, it's 3-2 Sharks.
Sharks are winning?
They're winning.
Oh, my God.
They're fighting for their life. All right, we're going to take the first break. We come back. I promise you, alien invasion.
Really?
You've done a lot of things and you want people to notice. Harringtonson understands. We've done a lot of things. We've traveled to pristine forest to clear cut the finest timber. Then shipped it halfway around the world in coal burning steamships to be manufactured by children in third world countries. It's shipped again around the globe to another third world country where we package our low quality toothpicks.
Hi, I'm famous basketball player Dwight Dingleberry. I don't normally endorse a product unless a company gives me a big check. Howerington Tinson did just that. By paying me, they were able to increase their cost, therefore increase their profit. Just $29.95 for a box of toothpicks may seem high, but the logo on the box sort of looks like a silhouette of me doing a basketball play, so it is well worth it. So go out and get yourself some boxes of nice toothpicks, but also make fun of your friends who don't have my toothpicks, because remember, you ain't nothing unless you have a dingleberry hanging from your lip.
Get your dingleberry on.
Okay, all right. Hey, we're back.
Jack, you have a dingleberry hanging from your lip.
Potato. The bologna sandwich.
Fried bologna sandwich.
Fried bologna with the spinach.
It's, the spinach kills it. It makes
did
it great.
Did you eat spinach?
I did.
I didn't know there was
delicious.
Anything else on it.
Okay, let's get a statistic.
I could eat spinach out of a can like Popeye.
Oh, my God.
Kate, can I have another shot, please? I would love another shot, please.
Did you get your glass?
Yeah, here's my glass. I won't get drunk tonight, not like the T-Rex night. I really do like that bottle. That's a fancy little bottle.
September 25th,
2014. Yeah, let the cork out.
Just a little bit. That's good. That's good. That is neat. Look at that.
Drink up, because
this,
way
this stuff, I can't smell stuff, but this is really good.
I can't get it back in, so just drink up.
I hate when that happens. Slow and low. That's what I am, Jack. I'm slow and low. Okay, what are you hitting with us? You're on your phone.
I'm trying to
looking up things in the world.
How many people are abducted by aliens?
Oh, wow. What is that number?
It's
Collective K, what kind of facts do you have about that?
I know she did. Thank God. Okay.
Well, these were questions.
Oh.
I love questions.
What would you do? That's coming up at the 9:30
segment.
I love. Harold on at
9:30. Harold, get ready. You're going to be online.
Harold's like, oh, I'm ready right now. Wait,
he
wait,
is
wait.
Ready. You know he's sitting there rubbing
getting ready
his
to
hands
get
together.
Probed, Harold.
Oh, and not by me.
Did you laugh when you read the guy's name again in that story?
Yes. Totally.
Harold.
All I could think of was Harold.
Yeah, there's Harold.
I don't even think Harold knows you wrote about
it. Yes, I did. When I wrote this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so,
you should send him the script.
Let's just ask this simple question. No, we'll save our questions, okay?
All right.
Alien abduction.
Yes.
Do you know anybody, and this is serious, okay?
Absolutely this
no,
is serious.
Say, no, making up tales, none of us, because we're all writers and we do that.
Oh, Jack, don't make me blush.
Hey, Boo, come over and join the alien abduction conversation, honey.
He's busy.
Okay, never
He's
mind.
He's busy.
Alien abduction. Okay, sure, absolutely. Do you think that people are abducted by aliens, and do you know anyone that's been abducted by aliens?
Kate, you hit it first.
I don't know anybody who's been abducted by aliens.
Do you think it's happening?
Yeah, I definitely think there's something out there that's taken an interest in us. So, yeah, I'd say it happens.
I do not know anybody who's been abducted by aliens, but I fully believe that people are. In fact, I think I'm on a list to have it done. It just hasn't happened to me yet.
Boop.
there's no aliens been born on Earth, so no, but that means nobody was been catched, be stealed by aliens.
So you don't think they're abducted by aliens? You don't think that's happening?
Because aliens are not real.
Okay, so you don't think aliens are real? You think that we're the only people that God created?
Yes.
Okay.
Animals.
Animals, okay.
Yeah, did they teach you this at school again? Yeah.
Yes.
Tell Rob, am I married?
Yes, you married to three people, and then they broke up with you.
All right, but am I still married to your grandfather, Pappy?
Yep.
Why am I still married to Pappy? Tell him.
Because he was used to marry to you, but he found a girl called Amy, and
Yeah.
But he's still your husband.
Why is he still my husband?
Because that was your last husband you picked to marry, get married.
Okay.
With.
Okay.
The was your first husband called Chuck?
No, that was the last husband. Ron Brown, your pappy, is the father of all the kids, and he was my first husband. Yeah, thank you for that, Boop.
Right here.
He told me in the car. He ditched you.
He ditched you.
I love all my grandchildren in my entire life.
Man.
That's okay. We have good conversations in the car. I have a reoccurring dream, and this is not a Jackie Writer.
I was going to say, did you write this?
No. This is a... You want to take a picture of my plate, Rob?
Oh, crust.
Yeah, I'll pick up a piece of bologna off right there.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get all the meat off of that.
Okay, so your dream...
I have this reoccurring dream, okay? And before it happens, I get this incredible, I have lucid, what are called lucid dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm. You always have.
I always have. 90% of my dreams
and
are
lucid. And that's when you're aware that you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you're dreaming. And it always starts out the same way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It starts out with a buzzing in my ear. And it sounds like almost like a fan. And this is honest to God. I swear my grandchildren, this is my dream. And it goes to where I am. I can physically feel myself spinning to the point where I am aware that I am spinning. And then I am always waking up, staring up to these beings over me. And they, no, there's no probes. But just so you guys wonder, and I know it's going through Ross's mind. But the way that they are always putting something in through my stomach, through my belly button. But I could always hear the of the instrument when they went over my brain. And they were alien beings. Now, they weren't like the grays with the big eyes. But I never really, I mean, some of them were very much like, I want to say like Predator, but not quite that ugly. You know what I mean? Like they were.
Wow, that's pretty ugly.
Creature-like instead of like, I'm trying to think. They were humanoid more than grays, but they were more Bigfoot style with like a monstrous face.
Like, did they have like mandibles like the Predator?
No, no. They had, they were alien. And this is it's a CERN thing, reoccurring dream. Now, one of them had more than like one arm, okay? But it was a medical facility, and they actually were, they seemed like they were very intelligent. And at one point, I heard them speaking English very, almost like mechanically, you know, that she's waking up. Hold on, you know, she's waking up. And I don't know that this happened when I was young or if this happens or it happened a lot, but it was always the same scene, the same thing over and over.
I have the same dream with 10 Marines. Just saying.
There's no probing, though, is there? I bet there's a lot of probing.
There's
there,
a lot of probing.
So,
honestly, I don't think that, honestly, I must say, I'm 4 decades old. I've never had dreams about aliens, never.
I mean, this is
not
like,
one.
This is me looking up at them. This is me being in a room. Where there's other people, I clearly see other people on tables. I clearly see other people on tables. They're not naked. They're covered with something. Some people are screaming. Some are screaming.
So you're in this room with these people?
Yeah.
You can see them.
I can see that I'm not supposed to be fully aware. And at one point before I black back out, they tell me, I hear the mechanical voice say, you know, you were not doing a chat, you heard me say this. She's waking up. She's getting up. She's aware. I know she's aware right now what's going on. So in that moment that they're it's something with my head that they're doing, you know, and there's always something in my stomach, always some sort of tube coming out of my stomach, okay? But I can see people to my left. I can see people on tables over, like, lines of people. And it is a medical facility in this dream. And they're always leaning over me. And once they, a couple seconds after they say she's waking back, she's up, she's aware, she's fully aware, then I go out. So I don't know if this happened or this happened a lot that, you know, it was in my stomach, but the big thing was near my ears and going into my ears and going around my head. And maybe they put this, you know, maybe that's why I'm a writer.
Did, when you woke up, did you have a headache or a stomach ache?
No, but I can remember feeling the pain.
Really?
I remember feeling the pain in my stomach.
Do you think you were abducted partially?
I always wondered if at one point I was. Mm. And I remember when the dreams started, okay? I remember they started when I lived. I started seeing things in my room, like an actual alien. I swore when I was 11 years old, I saw an alien in my room, okay? A big alien. And my mother said I was fucking nuts. So, you know, it was just my mother. But I can remember being married to Steve, and I thought that he was trying to kill me because I couldn't move, okay? I seriously couldn't move. I felt the hand holding me down, and that's when I looked over, and I saw he was sound asleep. And that's when the spinning started. And I was
going to say, because Steve is, to this day, a gentle, sweet
right,
man.
Right, he was sound asleep. Mm-hmm. I woke up to being pinned on. I woke up to, you know, hearing this electronic voice that I didn't understand a word they're saying. I thought, here goes Steve with his bad dreams again. And he was sound asleep. And then that's when I passed back out and the spinning started. And that was over on, it was Wisconsin. It was, what was that street? Wisconsin. I was on Wisconsin Avenue. You remember when I lived there.
I do. I love that house.
So
the haunted house.
No, that was the one on Dormont Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one that you ran out of was on Dormont.
Oh, yeah, like a girl, a screaming girl.
The one on Wisconsin was the one where the girl set the bedroom on fire?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Probably.
So that's my alien.
I wonder if she saw an
abduction
alien.
Dream story. I have always meant to write that. I always meant to write that. But nobody wants to read about aliens. It's really just not something that people like to read about.
I love to read about aliens, just saying. Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
Would you ever want to be abducted?
No.
Why?
No, because I would just have way too many questions asked. And I know there would be like language barrier that I wouldn't be able to cross them.
They would get frustrated with you, don't you think?
Very frustrated. They might kill me.
Do you think that's why the three of us aren't abducted? Because we would ask too many questions?
If that reoccurring dream was an actual abduction, then... You know, I saw a lot of things in that room. I saw a lot of things in that room. And it's so bizarre because, like, that's been happening before all these alien movies came out. That's strange. And it was really, what was really strange was, did you ever see Cowboys versus Aliens?
Yeah.
When I first saw that movie, I was like, oh, my God, that just reminds me so much of my experience on that tape. It was just what it reminded me of.
Don't even really remember what they looked like in that movie.
I don't remember. I'm talking about the table experience. What?
Do you want to watch a great alien movie? Oh my God. It's called Honeymoon. Okay. And you think it starts out as this wonderful little romance. These married couple, freshly married, go into the woods and celebrate their nuptial. And all of a sudden they're visited by aliens. Holy crap. The movie, I was on the edge of my seat. I absolutely loved it. Honeymoon. Check it out.
What was that one with Christopher Walken where, like, he was supposedly a reenactment of a real abduction?
Google! Hello, Mr. Google. How are you this evening?
Google everything.
What would we do without Google?
My daughter wanted me to start a blog, and every day...
Put something about a Google?
What I Googled on. Today, I Googled this.
That would be interesting.
Like, things that... That started because I was Googling outhouses and different ways to... You know, get rid of the smell of waste in the outhouse.
Okay, Kate, what did you Google last?
actually Googled Charming Charlie.
The store. The department store, yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious to see.
Yeah.
Because I like how color-coded the inside
is. It is.
Of the store.
It's a cool story. I love it.
I'm going to find out what it is.
Today, the last thing I Googled was my dentist who worked on my teeth today. So, yeah, I wanted to see if he was online, and he is online. Because I told my husband that he was this beefy little cake boy who was 24 years old, and I couldn't believe it. He had his fingers in my mouth. That's all I'm saying, Kate. That's all I'm saying. All right? Kate, so do you want to, would you ever want to be abducted? And if not, why?
Well, I mean,
Oh, wait. Shit. Hold on. We just ended our
session. Oh, my God. Oh, are we?
Okay.
Oh, okay, Kate.
Well, I would say no, just a few reasons. The first big one, I think, and I don't know, we might have touched on this once before, is that I don't think, myself included, most human beings would psychologically be able to handle, you know, realizing how small and insignificant they are in the grand scheme of the universe. You know?
Oh, my God. So we're too arrogant.
We're too content living in a closed off world. Like I think a lot of people don't want to believe in aliens because they just don't like to think that there's a lot more out there than us.
Hence my grandson. He wants to live in his small world, mm-hmm. So there's no other beings except for humans and animals.
Do you think I'm in the minority that I wouldn't mind being abducted?
Yeah, I think you are. I mean, like, I wouldn't mind being abducted if it was to, I don't know, for informational purposes, but if they're going to dissect me and keep my arms and stuff like that in jars. Like, for example, Area 51,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Apparently, we dissected aliens, we cut them up and put them in jars. What's to say that they wouldn't do the same thing to us? They would. I mean, what movie, hey, Boo, what movie was it where The Rock was the voice of the astronaut?
I believe that was...
And he landed on that planet of aliens?
I think that the reason, like, you know that guy when he got hit and then he was stuck on that planet?
Yeah, that one.
Is it Planet 51?
Planet 51.
Okay.
He was the alien, okay? He was the alien on the planet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just like if an alien landed on ours, okay? We were like, oh, they must be super intelligent. We can actually land on another planet by accident, you know? And
True. We
consider it super intelligent, and people think that we're there to destroy them. Mm-hmm. But depending on which... I mean, like, I could see us as human beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was giving this some thought. Being the one species in the universe that has the capabilities of love and emotion, all right,
mm-hmm.
which makes us different, but it also having those gives us the ability to conquer and destroy. Like, we believe that aliens will come here and destroy us because we would do the same thing. We would go to a planet and wipe them out without a second thought if we needed a new place to live. So we believe that somebody else would do that. What if we, as a human race, because we have the ability to love, okay, and the emotions, we also have the ability to hate and to do things that are despicable. We have that gene in us. But maybe aliens don't. Maybe we fear something. This is not making
any sense. Yeah, no, it actually makes perfect sense, and here's the reason why. Because aliens are out there. There's too much evidence to think that they're not, all right? And I agree with exactly what you're saying. Because they would have blown us away by now.
Right, exactly.
I mean, seriously.
But if we needed a place, like, there was a movie out with James Caan. Do you remember James Caan?
I do. Misery.
Misery, yeah.
Okay. Sonny in The Godfather.
Yeah.
The dad in Elf.
Alien Nation was the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandy Patinkin was in that movie. And it dealt with aliens that needed a place. I like the Series V, where they actually had ill intentions for human race. Alien Nation did not have ill intentions. They just needed a place to live. So we made room for them on Earth. That is what I foresee as being, you know, something that would happen more so than from Independence Day, where they're like, we want this planet, let's destroy it. And I think the reason that we believe that aliens would do that is because that would be something that we would not blink an eye at. We find a planet, just like Earth has some minute life, mm-hmm. that we think is minute,
yeah.
we clear it. Rob, we don't share it, we clear it.
Right. That's true. You're right.
Let's bring on Harold. Hold on.
Yeah, I think it would be great. Harold, get ready. You're going online. On air.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's
Hello.
Harold.
Hi, Pop-Tart.
Hi, everybody.
How are you, sexy little alien?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Harold. From... You've been sitting back listening to this conversation.
In the distant galaxy of Arizona.
I keep thinking he's in Washington State.
That's enough. It's just right around the corner.
West Virginia.
When are you getting here again?
August or September.
All right, now, next month they'll tell us. Oh, September or October.
He totally will.
No.
He doesn't even know why he's getting here. He's like, I'm still checking the Greyhound bus schedule.
Harold, you have to come to Pittsburgh, and you can stay with me.
Okay.
All right.
What about your husband?
All right. Pardon me?
What about your husband?
As long as you leave him alone, it's fine.
Well, I don't know. I hear he's good looking.
We're gonna have three dates for you, lovely ladies. Three dates.
Harry.
Yeah, you're totally going on dates when you come here. You know
yeah.
that. We're gonna set you
okay.
up.
Okay.
Yeah, Harold. Is it okay? We're gonna set you up, Harold.
Yeah.
Yes. And then me and Caitlin are gonna make you go to our show when we're down at the Grove to the dance company down the dance there.
And you'll pick up lots of dates there.
There's lots of dates there. Women are very,
okay.
very willing at 1:40 in the morning when nobody's taking them home yet.
And so is Rob.
Hey, that was just like when I was in the Navy.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, we can get you a boat. That's fine. We got lots of water here.
Yeah, we got tons of water here in Pittsburgh. So, okay, aside from your attraction to Rob's husband, is there anything about this conversation that you want to contribute in regards to aliens? Not the type that Trump wants to keep out.
I've always believed that there was aliens or others out there in space. We were not the only ones.
Do you know anyone that's ever been abducted by an alien?
I've heard from different people that they were, but I never actually was able to see any of their proof.
How do you prove that you're abducted by an alien?
Well,
aside from, okay, because we're going to live in a time where we carry our cell phones everywhere, okay? So, you know, I could just see a young person getting abducted by an alien reaching in their pocket and snapping a picture, okay? Mm-hmm. I can see it. You know, like we watch those time travelers that show up. You don't want to. You can try that pizza. Okay, but we should have let her do it. So, anyhow, they're recording cell phones. Wait, I want to kiss my granddaughter. And they're like, oh, who are they talking to? They don't have a signal. Well, the one guy in the 1995 boxing match was holding up an Apple phone taking a picture. He doesn't need a signal to take a picture. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, my bye-bye.
I love you too, Jack. Kate, do you love Jack?
I do.
She going over tomorrow, Al? She's supposed to sleep over tonight. We're supposed to watch a movie.
Okay, Rob, do you think aliens would know what our cell phones are?
Yes, I think they all know all of our mechanics.
So if they saw one of us taking a picture of them, you think they would know to delete it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think they're so above and beyond us that we're petty. We're like elementary students to them.
Now, see, I totally disagree.
Do you?
I totally disagree. Oh. We have
Do share, darling.
We have been to the moon. Who are you talking to on the phone?
No, I was looking at the penguin score, honest to God.
Quit watching the penguin
score. I can't help it. It's kind of a Berg thing.
It was so funny. Was that my show? I had people chanting, let's go Pens, and the other team scored. Right when they were
I'm kind of psyched.
So anyhow, Harold, what kind of proof, this is the normal question, I'm not really picking on you, sort of.
What?
Would satisfy
wrong.
You as an everyday average American man that the person was abducted by aliens?
Well, having sat on an and interviews and interrogations.
You sat in on those?
Figure out this. Yes, I have sat in a couple.
Like, people that thought they were
behind the story changes.
Wow, that is
details
interesting.
Details are not always consistent with somebody that actually have been abducted. And on one, well, I've said on three of them that I said on, the people were not truthful about it. We figured out that they were just making it up. And on the one that I actually said on, where we actually believed that person was possibly abducted.
Really?
Can you talk about that? What made you believe that?
No. I can't go into any more detail on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, wait until you hear him. We're not on air. We'll get it out of you.
Hey, Harold.
Yes?
Hey, Harold.
Yes?
Now, so there is one person you actually kind of believed was abducted by aliens.
Yes, we couldn't disprove it. Is the thing.
Okay. Caitlin, we're gonna ask the question.
Now,
we're gonna do with the what if.
You can't disprove it. You have to sort of believe it.
All right, I got my question. Caitlin, let's ask a question.
Okay. Let's see.
Here you go, Carol. Get ready, Harold. Pay attention.
Okay. You witnessed someone else getting abducted by aliens. Like the aliens don't see you or whatever. They leave you alone, but you witness the whole thing. What do you do? Do you go to the authorities?
I remember all the details.
Okay.
Going to the authorities is not a good thing.
Is it useless?
Well, the first thing they're going to do is start questioning you.
Wondering
whether or not you're from the loony bin.
Or maybe you killed your friend.
Right. Now, I have seen UFOs.
Okay. Now, did you see them when you were up on a ship at the Navy?
I've seen them on the carrier. You know, there was a lot of people on the carrier that saw it. But the thing is you don't know for sure if it's an actual craft from outer space or it can be lots of things, light reflecting off a cloud, a certain type of cloud. there was a lot of people on the ship that actually believed they saw something, me included. I have actually seen other, when I was young, I saw lights moving across the sky. I saw a bright light that was circular shaped, moving around over a woods and stuff. There were several reports of other people saying the same thing. The only thing that confused everybody else is the fact that there was a fire starting. So they could never prove whether or not it landed.
Like the 4400, did anyone watch that at all? I started watching that series. That was actually pretty damn good. I don't know why I stopped watching it. I don't know. Boo, what did you want to say?
I want to see. I saw on YouTube, I saw an alien fish. Nobody saw it. And it is in a different country, and I don't know what it is. So I just saw on YouTube. It's in a different country.
Oh, an alien fish.
Yeah. You can't understand what the people are saying.
Oh, okay. So you should hit the translate button.
It's an alien fish, but I don't know what it is, but it lives in the sea.
You should see if you can find that YouTube video again.
You're watching commercials for Finding Dory.
No.
Now, our astronauts, we have several astronauts that have said they've seen UFOs in space.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever see any of that footage from the space station that supposedly captured UFOs? Have you ever looked that up on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube if you haven't, Rob. You just Google it in the search bar YouTube. space station UFO. It's amazing some of the footage that you see from the space station.
I'll do that and you watch the movie.
Caitlin, what would you do in that situation if you saw someone abducted?
I would just assume I was hallucinating, probably. I don't think I would do anything because I don't think I would believe it myself.
So you would think that you were hallucinating. Rob, what would you do?
I totally would believe it, and I probably would tell my husband, and that's about it, and then help that person when they got back, if they got back. Or maybe if I felt comfortable enough talking to the person's family, then I could help them in any way, telling them what I saw.
Okay. And here's my question to everybody. Here's my question. Now, if we know and an alien ship is making its way to Earth, a big ship, and it's still 15 million light years away, so it's 15 years from getting to us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do we, as a world, prepare, or do you think we of the world would try to cut it off at the pass? Harold?
There would be some that would try to cut it off the pass, and the others would go nuts and use it as an excuse to do whatever they want.
So you think Trump would be like, we're going to build a dome over the United States of America, a huge dome, and the aliens are going to pay for it?
No, I don't think Trump would try that. He's going to have enough trouble with his wall.
Oh, I know, which will never happen. Caitlin, what do you think we would do as a world? Do you think we would globally prepare, or do you think as a global society we would cut it off at the pass?
I think we would try to cut it off at the pass.
I think that would be our best bet, personally, because then you can see if they mean harm.
Yeah, because, and really, how would we even know how to prepare for it?
Right. We could build a dome over the world. A big dome. Wrong.
We would totally fly out there and beat the shit out of it with nuclear bombs and find out that was a total waste.
Right.
Then we would have to figure out exactly how
to
get rid of it.
Every movie uses a nuclear weapon to destroy something in space, either an alien ship or an asteroid, and it doesn't work.
Never.
No, it doesn't work.
Come on.
In space, there's no atmosphere for the explosion.
So why send them out?
Because it makes a cool-looking explosion in the movie.
But this is actually a viable... Okay, wait. I'm not saying this is actually viable in the means of working. I mean, viable that plan is out there, that should a space rock come flying down at us, that we're going to send nukes out to it to deflect it or destroy it.
We don't have a nuke rocket that can go that far. All the ICBMs don't go into space.
Craziness.
So you have to build a big rocket to get it out into space and then hope you hit it at the distance you're shooting.
So like Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question. Do you think our ancestors of 100 years ago, maybe 200 years ago, worried about alien invasion?
No, I don't think they worried about
that. What the fuck is with the delay, man? You think they did?
No, I don't think they did.
I don't think they did.
They were too busy trying to survive on their own.
I think that maybe back in the Egyptian times, they did. I think they solved shit. Back in the days of Moses and, you know, like Moses could have been an alien baby left in a basket, you know? Just, I mean, like, you never know what was going through their minds because they had those weird pictures drawn on the wall, you know? So they may have seen some stuff. Rob, do you think 100 or so years
ago? Okay, here's a question for you.
It's my show, Harold. Why are you asking me? Okay, go ahead.
What does it say that we might not have come from someplace else and was planted here by aliens?
You know, I wrote a book. It's not under my name, okay? I'm going to actually let people now know that I wrote this book because the guy's name is my pen name is Travis Rothman, Travis T. Rothman. And I wrote a book about how we as inhabitants of Earth are actually alien beings planted here. We were pilgrims from another planet. And that God it actually has God in it, okay? That, and I explain how God's existence had come about and how the two powerful beings in the universe, how it's, I explain how God is a being encompassing all energy, and that's how he became to be of the all-powerful being. And how God's relationship with you have to read the book, Harold. Oh, you know what? I'm going to find this book and send it to you. I wrote this book.
Okay.
I'm going
to
promote
it
as Tabitha Travis. You know what? I'm going to promote it. I'm going to promote myself. Here's a friend of mine, Tavistry. You know one's going to know my style of running and call me out.
That's all right. Let him.
Well, now that you've announced it on live
podcast.
Yeah.
I totally forgot I wrote that book. I don't know why I didn't put that under my name. Oh, I know why.
Where did you get the name Travis Rothman?
Travis being my friend, Travis, that's the writer.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember David Roth from our writing group?
Yeah.
Oh, his last name, he came popped up on my line,
yeah.
And it's a man. So it starts out with
Rothman.
Somebody meeting Jesus in a bar.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus explains how the universe is made.
Is this kind of a religious book or not?
No.
It's not.
I don't remember. I have to now read it.
All right. Harold, you have a book report to do.
Oh, my God.
Is it serious
or is it
like a comedy?
I don't know. I have to go read it. I don't remember. I wrote this whole entire thing on a whim in like 3 days. We have 4 minutes.
That's right.
4 minutes, Harold.
Wow.
Let's wrap this up and do one fast Flash Fame game.
Okay.
I love the Flash Fame game.
Okay. Alien Invasion.
I was waiting for him to say it.
You have a bunker to hide out in. Well, this person has a bunker, and you will go into this bunker and survive an alien invasion from the movie Independence Day. Bill Pullman or Jeff Goldblum, who do you pick?
Good with
Jeff
me.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
He was a scientist.
Oh, was he really? From Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Oh.
From
all
Pittsburgh.
Right,
oh, Pullman. I can't stand Jeff. Never did like him.
You can't stand
Jeff. Oh, my God, no. No, I would die.
You know, it seems to me we've done this one before.
We probably did.
Last time I said...
You're having a serious case of deja vu.
The last time I said Bill Pullman, because based on, like, Spaceballs, where he was sort of the tough guy, I think he actually could pull that off in real life, so he might be, like, a good bodyguard.
You know, I would go Bill Pullman, as long as he doesn't look like he does now in the second Independence Day, like a homeless drunk.
Oh, I know. He does look
but
like a homeless
drunk. His beard's not even trimmed. It makes me gag.
Yeah, but they had to show him age because it's, what, 20 years later?
Now, but it's been 20 years.
Is he supposed to look like that the whole movie? Or
I don't know. It's leading us
like
to believe.
Is it like a scene where they find him homeless and then Jeff Goldblum shaves him and cleans him up for the rest of the movie?
I can't wait for this movie. We have less than a month.
Yeah.
It's a date for all three of us.
We should
We're going.
You know what? I believe it comes out the week before 48 Hours.
Well, we all have to go.
And that
what?
Is Josh telling us to wrap it up. Harold, thanks for stopping by the show.
Enjoy Harold. As always.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Hey, Harold, I'm sorry to pick on you as much today. We were enjoying your conversation.
Hey, it's okay.
But that's okay. Guess what? I have an airsoft pellet gun I will use on you when you come to Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Okay.
The show.
Lucky bastard.
I'll shoot you during the show.
make an activity but we all get shot.
We all get shot for making. Okay. Anyone that stutters, stammers, or hesitates at answering gets shot with an airsoft pellet gun when Harold comes up.
Okay.
I'll shoot him. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll get the lightweight ones so they don't hurt. No. All right. So that concludes the show. I want to thank everyone for being here. Rob, thank you.
Harold, you can probe me anytime.
And on that, we leave the show with Caitlin.
Harold, you can probe Rob anytime.
Good night, everybody.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Have a good week.
Love you all.
Love you too, Harold.